Get ready to rock. The Rising Stars with David Randall.
Hello and welcome to the Rising Stars Showcase from GetReadyToRock.com. My name's David Randall, and in the next half hour, we're going to be featuring the music of Southern Irish band Glider. Now, the band have two albums under their belts. Their debut was released in 2006, and their current album, Playground for Life, was released in January 2008. Now, we've had some famous bands coming out of Ireland, not least U2 and Thin Lizzy. And more recently, we've heard from The Answer and Jaded Sun. Now, Glider feature Tony Cullen, vocals and bass, Pete Fisher on guitar, and Davey Ryan drums. And Back Kinane is guitarist and backing vocalist, and we're going to be hearing from him during this episode. We're going to go back to the debut album in 2006 for our first track. From Glider, this is P.U.P.
Trouble with my radio.
Get Ready to Rock, The Rising Stars, and that's from Glider's debut album, the track PUP. And we asked the band's Bad Canaan how they got together.
We started as a band in 2004. We were playing a gig in Dublin called The Vibe for Philo, which is on the 4th of January, and it's a tribute gig to Phil Lynott. A friend of mine asked us, would we play, because we used to play in a covers band, playing Thin Lizzy covers, and we said we'd do it, and it was the first time we ever played in front of a big audience, so we kind of got the bug for it, and we decided, you know, why not write our own songs, because there's a place for a band like Thin Lizzy. It's completely missing, I think, and also The Darkness had been kind of out in 2003, and that sort of music seemed to be getting popular again, so it seemed like a good time to start playing classic rock style music again. And the sort of person I am is I wouldn't play a style of music just to be successful with it. I only play the sort of style of music that I like, and that's that style of music. And before 2003, 2004, there'd be no point in playing that kind of music, because you would just be wasting your time.
So the musical climate was getting better for Glider, but before we hear about their influences, let's hear their very first single released in Ireland. Back to 2005 for this, Lucky Strike.
You see them walking around the streets, got the high heel shoes on, looking sweet, short skirts, low tops, yeah, looking hot. Summer's here, time to get to the garden and get some beer. 'Cause out here you never know who you're gonna meet. All kinds of girls from all the corners of the world, different shapes and sizes, like a lineup of prizes just waiting to be won. Let's get to the garden and grab some fun. And if you make a mistake, you put it down to experience. But if you're having the time of your life, light up your last lucky strike and say, hey girl, why are you drinking? Head into the bar, gonna get a man. I've been looking for you all of my life. I think it is the worry and strife. So name the place, I'll name the time. I'll be yours and baby, you can be mine. I got to the bar about 8 and you weren't there, so I ordered a beer and I found me a chair. I'm starting to sweat, it's the nerves you see, afraid you'll make a fool of me. I see your silhouette through the sunny doorway. In truth I heard you coming a mile away. It's the heels they say. No surprise, I'm relieved to see you all the same. Just to know you thought I was worth the time. And if you make a mistake, you put it down to experience. But if you're having the time of your life, light up your last lucky strike and say, hey girl, why are you drinking? Head into the bar, gonna get a meal. Put it down to experience. But if you're having the time of your life, light up your last lucky strike and say, hey girl, why are you drinking? Head into the bar, gonna get on in. I've been looking for you all of my life. I think it is the worry and strife. So name the place, I'll name the time. I'll be yours and baby, you can be mine.
And I think that early track shows the pop rock sensibilities of the band. That's Lucky Strike, very first single released by Glider in Ireland. And what about those influences?
The one band we all like is Thin Lizzy, but But we all like different bands and different styles of music. I mean, I'm totally immersed in the stuff of the late 60s and the 70s. You know, anything that's kind of blues-based, you know, rock. I mean, I do like lots of other different styles of music, like traditional Irish and ballads and, you know, lots of different things. But, like, Tony would be into more modern bands. Davey probably into more heavy and thrash metal bands. And Pete, he's a bit of a prog head, I think. I think he's been listening to Rush lately and... You know, so we're all different, like, you know, but I think we all love classic rock. I mean, it's not unusual for people to like classic rock where we're from. This little village we live up in, Wicklow, I mean, it's just got a tradition of rockers. So for us guys growing up, it was just always part of what we listened to. I mean, there's loads of young people in Ireland listen to, you know, classic rock and heavy rock.
Ready to Rock, the Rising Stars Showcase. We're playing Glider, and that's another track from the band's debut album, The Colour of Money. And that first album was produced by a guy called Chris Sangarides, also responsible for work with Gary Moore, Helloween, Judas Priest and Black Sabbath. So how did the band come to hook up with him?
As a friend of mine that was co-managing the band with me in the early days, he had read an article on Sound magazine about Chris Tangarides. I mean, we knew of his name from the Thin Lizzy albums, and he'd been talking about working with new bands and trying to, and he'd been discussing about the way the changes in the music industry and trying to develop new talent. So we said we should try approach him. So we looked on the internet and we found his email address, and we sent him off some demos that we had, and he agreed to produce the first album. And we gave him, I think, 18 songs, and he chose 10 he wanted to work with.
Get Ready to Rock, The Rising Stars, with David Randall.
Glider's current album, Playground for Life, was released in January 2008 on True Talent Records. Why was it then that Chris Sangaridis mixed but didn't produce the new album?
We did want Chris to produce it originally, but he was busy with a few other projects and it wasn't really feasible for him to fit us in. Obviously, we would have been working on some kind of a budget, but you know, when he's busy and he's got bigger budget stuff, I mean, it's hard for him to kind of drop his tools and squeeze us guys in. So that's really the way it worked. So, but I mean, you know, we hope to work with him again in the future. So I suppose he feels kind of part of what we do as well. I mean, we approached it then. Playground for Life, completely different, I'd say, than we would have, like our demos. We had a thing called a demo EP called Black Tide, Silver Path, you know, which we recorded in a studio in Ireland. And we would have been a bit naive going into the studio, but I think after working with Chris, you know, we were very meticulous about the way we recorded things. We put a lot of thought into, you know, the songs, the structures, and, you know, all the different parts of the song and you know, the layers of the different instruments and stuff like that. So yeah, he had a massive influence on us. A lot of the reviews are saying there's a maturity about it, and that's very, very true. And I think it's because if you say it, you know, it's so competitive now, you know, you just can't afford to kind of sit there and just make an album and put it out. You've got to be very, very careful and when you're putting your songs together. I mean, it's easy, you know, you can create a song, but when you want to record the song and make it sound good and you know, as you say, put a bit of production on it, you know, you have to be clever.
Okay, let's have another track from the brand new album. This is the title track from Glider, Playground for Life.
Teachers never lie, and so confused the children at their feet, busy running to and fro, so busy running, no place to go, scared to stop forever slow, wanting, longing to know, is it really me they're after? Is it really me they're after? Try to change your point of view, control the colors that change in you, take your hand and take the steps, nothing happens as you expect, you're getting answers you can't accept, asking when there's nothing left, is it really me they're after? Is it really me they're after? Oh, is it really me they're after?
asked Pat Kinane a little bit about some insight to the songwriting process. The song on the album Dark Meets Light originated as the song Satellite.
I don't know why, just when we were recording it, Alwyn Walker, the guy that was producing the album with us, he just felt the arrangement wasn't working, and I felt the arrangement wasn't working either. It was a song that actually Pete and Tony wrote, and we were kind of looking for a more straightforward approach, so we kind of cut some of the different time changing riffs out of it and made it a little bit more simple. But in a way, like listening back to the original one, Satellite, that you have there, there's part of me that really, really likes that.
Lose yourself for just a minute, it's been so long. Touching, but there's nothing in it, no feeling left at all. Oh, it's sad, 'cause I can see your smile, there's nowhere near your eyes. Caught your life for just a second, always wore those scars. So seduce the game, the same one we all play. And listen to those voices singing, singing songs to pass the day. And you're not lost, you're just hard to find, can't have it all your way. Reject the coast pushing you under, give it all to where dark meets light.
some insight to the creative process there. The early demo Satellite segued into Dark Meets Light from the album Playground for Life.
Get ready to rock. The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And what about some of the highlights for the band in 2007?
We did the Thunder Tour in Europe in March, and then we did the God the Metal Festival, and the rest of the time we spent writing and recording. So the year was kind of basically filled up with all of that. So it was a good year. I think the highlight probably was the Gods of Metal Festival, because it was the first festival we've ever played. Now we started to get the attention of press and radio, and, you know, starting to get a bit of international success and get onto different festivals and gigs like that. I think people are starting to notice a bit. They're starting to say, oh yeah, these guys, you know, they're doing something right. So yeah, I think finally now people are starting to understand what we're all about.
And as the band go from strength to strength, what's happening this year, 2008?
We're doing a tour in March with Fish. It starts in Dublin, goes to Belfast, then to Edinburgh, and then down through England, and then to Amsterdam, and then it goes back to England. And I think then we're doing two dates with Hawkwind, which are in Preston and Sheffield. And actually, prior to the Fish tour, we've two dates with Michael Schenker Group in Dublin and Belfast. And then after the Fish tour, we play the Sweden Rock Festival in June. And then we're booked to play the Erasmus Festival in France in September. My wife's plan at the moment is, like, when we come back from the Fish tour, you know, we're going to be back around April. So we're going to have April and May. Well, there's probably not going to be any tours. Well, there could be. Stuff could come in, but the chances are we'll probably be back here in Ireland for a while, and we'll have more time during the summer, because there's not so many tours during the summer. It's just mainly festivals. So during that time, I think we're going to put our heads down and going to try and get into start writing album number three. I know we've been kind of individually, we've been at home and stuff, you know, doing our own ideas and writing, and I've been keeping recording ideas onto my phone and my computer. And I know Tony has got a good few songs written already, so I think by the end of this year we should. I'm hoping to get into the studio and have the album started by the end of the year, and at least in 2009, you know, we'll have album number three ready to go.
Thanks to Bat Kinane and to Glider. You'll find out more about the band at their website, glidermusic.com, and we have a dedicated page at getreadytorock.com/risingstars, where you can find out more about the bands and the artists that we feature in this series, links to their websites and various reviews and features. From all of us at Get Ready to Rock, until the next time, enjoy your music. Bye-bye for now.